This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
7 o'clock on a Friday. Is it 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock? We're here with you until 10 o'clock, I think. Fesco, Dusty, Mac with you here. News that broke yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs. Gardner Minshew, that's your backup. The jorts, the mustache. Who's going to have a better mustache in July? Travis Kelsey or Gardner Minshew?
Well, Minshew.
For sure?
Yeah, I think Travis comes in.
We saw on TV.
That firefighter we saw on TV would be pretty good as well with the handlebar mustache looking like Raleigh Fingers up there. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that takes time, man. That's years of perfecting that mustache.
Like Captain Hook?
Yeah, making sure it looks really good. I ain't twisting it, you know. I'll get you, my pretty. but no, I think Minshew will have the better mustache. I think Travis Kelsey comes in clean shaven, kind of, you know, crew cut, you know, look this year.
No Travador for one last year?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think this is the last year he's going to go out there and he's going to be Travis Kelsey and get
Business
back to
trip.
yeah exactly type of thing. So no, I think Minshew does, but obviously that came down yesterday. Gardner Minshew is our backup quarterback. We're like, oh my god, this is great. And our friend Janae tweeted both of us and goes, this is awesome.
Oh yeah
I think a lot of people are pretty fired up about, you know, Gardner Minshew, because he did what everybody should do who's like not Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen, is that you should take, you know, who you are and try to grow that. And he did that. He took his jorts, he took his RV, he took all that stuff that he was, and he became a character, and he sold himself to the media, and he sold himself to the fans, and now people think he's a good quarterback, which is great. I mean, more power to you. You're doing those things necessary because he knows this football thing is probably not going to last forever.
Right.
But now he's got the ability to set himself up after football because I think he's a great character. It's like what Vinny Pasquantino is doing right now,
right,
with the Royals, making himself all sorts of present in the media. It's a brilliant move by Vinny.
His middle name is Flint.
Yep.
His nicknames are Mustache and Jockstrap King.
Okay, I like that.
I'm not really sure how he got that nickname, Jockstrap King, but I am ready to find out.
Probably one of the few guys left that actually still wears a jockstrap that isn't over the age of 80.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, finally a veteran quarterback behind Mahomes, same age, 28 years.
Yeah,
old.
That's not Carson Wentz.
I guess he's younger, but 29 is what Mahomes is.
But they've had a veteran quarterback behind Mahomes every year that he's been here, whether it be
Matt
Moore.
Yeah, that's like what they're saying the theme is. But those guys have always been older.
Older, yeah. This guy isn't older than Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's not a veteran. But also, we're getting to that age, though, of Patrick Mahomes where there's not going to be many people that are older than Patrick Mahomes anymore in the NFL that you can get up out there and find as a backup quarterback, right? Eventually, he's going to be the old guy in the room, right? And so you're not going to find those veteran type of quarterbacks to back him up. So this is kind of where we are. Like, if we're spending time, and I say this every year when they get the backup quarterback, because everybody's like, oh, the backup quarterback, who's it going to be? If this guy's got to play, we're effed anyway. So it doesn't matter who the backup quarterback is.
Yeah, Matt had a really good question. He's like, how's Mahomes going to deal with giving up his number to 15?
I know. That was really good. I don't know what Gardner Minshew has offered Patrick for number 15, but they need to make that a bit. They really do. I mean, that's brilliant where Minshew comes in and goes, all right, I'm number 15, right?
Well, I mean, if Mahomes wants to be Kobe, Kobe had the fro at 20 at 8, went bald, and went to number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes changed his hairstyle at 15. Go to the new style, Go to number five. Go to your college number.
Go to Tommy Thompson's number. The only problem with that is that the NFL makes you wait, I think, like a year before, like you announce it, and then you have to wait a year because they've already got the jerseys.
And then they'd have to change Hollywood Brown's number.
Right, which right? I'm sure Hollywood Brown would be okay with it. But how many people, would they lose their minds if Mahomes changed from 15 to 5 with all the people who have the Mahomes jerseys? Like
100%.
Or would you be... There was years ago, I remember exactly what year it was. It was 2004, and I was at a charity auction, and they had a Carlos Beltran 33 jersey. And I'm like, oh, I got to have that jersey. I don't think anybody's going to know what that is outside of me. I ended up getting outbid for it, but that's the number Carlos Beltran wore his first year. Mm. Alex Gordon, 7. I mean, imagine having the Alex Gordon 7 jersey right about now with Bobby Witts now wearing number 7. Like, people have those number changes that are kind of cool a lot of the times. In baseball, it's their rookie year September call-up, then they get rid of that number, but it's still that first number that they had. Patrick Mahomes should change his number. I think that would be kind of cool if he just said, you know what, Gardner, you take 15, now I get the opportunity to wear 5, let's go ahead and let's have some fun with that. I know a lot of people would freak out, but now you have the retro Patrick Mahomes jersey, and people can say, you're just a fan because of Mahomes. You go, nah, I'm OG Mahomes. I got 15, man. He's wearing 5
now.
Yeah,
I've got the Jordan 45 jersey.
Right, do you really?
No.
Oh.
God, no. Credit to the text line for that.
That would be fun to have the Jordan 45 jersey.
But
right?
I don't really know if he does have to wait.
Yeah, you do NFL rules because they want to change over the jerseys.
So how did Puka change his?
I think you have to announce it a year in advance. So if you're going
to
change,
so he'd
have
to do it now.
Yeah, he'd have to do it now for the 26 season. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, not the 25 season, but the 26 season. He would play this year under the 15, and then next year he could be
somebody
number 5.
Said I would freak out. I have 15 plus 87 tattoo on my arm.
Well, that's your
fault. You have to get that one.
You know, 87 is going to retire, so that's a retro one, too. That's when he should do it. When 87 walks out the door next year, Mahomes changes to number 5. A new era of Chiefs football. 87 is gone. 15 is gone. It's now 5-1.
Somebody brings up a good point. What does Patrick do with the 15 in Mahomes Foundation then?
Well, you can still have that.
Yeah.
You can still have that. Or you can change it to the 5 in the Mahomes Foundation.
Yeah, Scott's Tots. They got batteries. They just didn't get that education.
Change it to whatever you want. Who the hell cares?
Mahomes moments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean,
when he was 15, I'll tell you what, ever since he twisted 5, man, I don't know if he's the same guy.
Let me ask you this, though, in all seriousness. ESPN would lose their mind. I mean, they'd spend an entire week talking about Patrick Mahomes changing his number. That's the power of the NFL. What'd you guys talk about this week? I don't know. You see Mahomes change his number from 5 to 15? Yeah. Well, that was 20 hours of content right there. I mean, people would be weighing in. That would be one of the more controversial things we'd ever seen in Kansas City sports if Patrick Mahomes changed his number from 15 to 5.
The 45 from 23 was one of the biggest ones, too. I remember that.
Yeah, right.
Like they nipped that quick.
Yeah.
And I forget the reasoning why.
Well, he wanted it was new. He wanted something different. So
he
went
came
from
back as 45.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, and then realized this isn't the right fit. This doesn't look right. And then obviously he went back to number 23. But, I mean, why not, man? Shake it up a little bit. Have some fun. Mix it up.
Yeah. Fun Friday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac as well. Somebody says he won't change it because of the steakhouse 1587.
Again, you can change names of things. George Brett's no longer exists.
You had mentioned something that's kind of interesting. You're more excited for this season than you were last year.
I am. Yeah, I really am excited for this season because I've been doing some snooping and listening and watching and all this kind of stuff and people having these conversations about some of the great teams. And I heard, I think it was Boomer Esiason yesterday or the day before talking about the great teams in the NFL that you can just bank on every year. He's like, Philadelphia, you can bank on every year. San Francisco. Mm. And of course, the Patriots from back in the day. Those are the three teams that you could bank on because they know how to do it. And I'm like... Boy, one loss in the Super Bowl and everybody is forgetting about the Kansas City Chiefs. They know how to do it too. And they've done it now in the modern era of the NFL for the last 7 years. But with people talking about everybody else but the Kansas City Chiefs, that's just driving them even more. Because I think right now, even though the Chiefs have the third best odds right now to win the Super Bowl, those came out yesterday. After free agency's done, here's what we're looking at. And they have the third best odds to win the Super Bowl behind Philadelphia and Buffalo. There are still folks that are going to forget about the Kansas City Chiefs. That loss in the Super Bowl was like that open door for people to just escape and not have to talk about the Chiefs and not have to worry about the Chiefs. just because you lost in the Super Bowl doesn't mean you're done as an organization and you're not going to be back. And so after hearing some of these guys talk and talk about these other organizations and teams, I'm like, you know what? I'm more fired up for 2025 than I was for 2024. And as I told my wife last night, I said, I was pretty damn fired up for 2024, right? I was really fired up for that three-peat. And now we have the opportunity to go four straight Super Bowls, something nobody's ever done before, obviously, go back and win that Super Bowl, but also now give everybody a nice big poop burger to eat, because nobody is going to be picking the Chiefs this year because A, they lost in the Super Bowl, and B, they just want to pick somebody else. And so this is the opportunity to go out there, have some fun, and make people realize we're still here. We haven't gone anywhere.
Colin Cowherd said on his podcast yesterday with Danny Parkins that he thinks the Chargers are going to win the division. And his reasoning is because this is year two of Jim Harbaugh, and he knows college players in the draft more than anybody else in the league.
I don't hate that reasoning.
It's a educated reasoning.
Yeah.
But
interesting.
Here we go again.
Right. No, exactly. Yeah.
When they're vulnerable, people think, and then when they're vulnerable, we think a different way. And I understand why you say that, because last year the excitement was the historic run that we've never seen before.
Right.
Now the excitement is, how pissed off is that quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
And how much does 87 want, and how much in the tank is he going to let out? Because he got nothing after this year. We know
right,
that. It's over, right?
Like, right, yeah.
I don't know if you saw the Rashee Rice comments on the Brandon Marshall podcast, but he basically was like, hey, man, you can't go out like this. And then he's basically like, I'm the reason Travis Kelce came back.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, you got me thinking now, like in text, like, you're right, I can. I need to come back. And like, I don't know if he's the reason.
Right.
But I think time and, you know, recap and all that, and like, obviously I think the way that he went out, that's not the way greats want to be
remembered.
And
that's what I told you guys the day after the Super Bowl. I said he'll be back. Nobody goes out that way. Like, everybody who goes out, like, what's your last memory of Kobe? 85 points in a game or something like that, right? Like, that's kind of your last Kobe memory. At least it is for me. For Michael Jordan, it's winning championships. Like, you want to go. I know he went to the Washington Wizards, but I'm sure if you asked him, he forgets that era of basketball. If Travis Kelce went out and your last memories was him puking on the sidelines of the Super Bowl because he was sick and not being able to play, that would suck as a last memory of Travis Kelce. And I don't think Travis Kelce wants that the last memory of himself. So you come back.
What's weird, my last memory of Kobe Bryant, he won a Oscar for like a child's like film or something. He was part of like that or something like that. I remember he won an Oscar for that. And I was like, this is kind of like weird to see like an athlete that I watched that was so dominant, so great and a legend, and he's up here on the Oscars accepting an award for something that he did like outside of the game to like grow, like, you know, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But it was a really good moment. That's like literally the last thing I remember from that. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, who knows what this season's going to be. But I am excited to see like where they go from being down in the pits, because that year they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago and they lost on Christmas Day. It was like, OK, this is the bottom of the basement, like. Can they find the light? Can they find the stairs and get back to the penthouse?
Right.
And they did.
And they always do, Dusty, you know, like in their deepest despair, you know, and it's not been much. But every time people think they're done, they're out, it's over, they rise back up and they kick everybody's ass. And I'm just so excited for the start of this season, because I think there is revenge on the mind of old number 5. I mean, 15.
The old number 5s, Brock and Watson.
Could you imagine, though, he switches to 5, that it's him and George's number 5s in Kansas City? That's pretty cool.
It would be so great.
That's so cool to think about.
I do want to get to this, because there is a very good respect the text I need to pay for.
Respect the text.
Mahomes changes his number to number 5 is the fourth most watched sporting event right behind the NFL draft.
It would be. Patrick Mahomes has a major announcement to make today at noon. Do you not think everybody in Kansas City is stopping what they do at noon? And everybody actually in the world that's a sports fan is stopping what they do at noon? If a press release came out that Patrick Mahomes is making a major announcement at noon today, you don't think the world would...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Shut down.
I'm taking my talents to number five.
Yeah, I'm switching numbers. Oh, all right.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.